While UN arms inspectors continued their hunt for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq Wednesday, there were calls from the Arab world to give the inspectors more time to complete their search. And while Kuwait responded positively to President Bush's State of the Union address Tuesday night, Kuwaiti officials also said the international community should decide Iraq's fate, not the United States alone. Kuwait's defense minister says he agrees with President Bush, who said Tuesday night that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein is a threat and cannot be trusted. However, Sheikh Jaber Mubarak al-Sabah said Kuwait prefers that any final decision regarding possible war against Iraq be reached by the UN Security Council. Elsewhere in the Arab world, officials and newspapers said President Bush's speech renewed concern about a war on Iraq. Lebanese Foreign Minister Mahmoud Hamoud said Wednesday a peaceful solution to the Iraqi crisis would be in the best interest of the region and the world. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Meir and Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa called for more time for the weapons inspectors. Mr. Meir said the inspectors' progress report to the UN Security Council does not justify war. While criticizing Baghdad for not fully cooperating with UN weapons inspectors, Mr. Meir said the report to the Security Council indicates Iraq has cooperated in what he called many areas. The foreign minister urged countries with information about Iraq's weapons to make it available to the inspectors. Saudi Arabian newspapers accused the Bush administration of having reached the decision to wage war even before Monday's report to the Security Council. One newspaper, Okaz, urged Iraq not to give Washington any justification to attack, calling on Baghdad to stop what it called provocation and bargaining. Another Saudi daily said the United States is working to complete its military buildup while trying to find political and legal justifications to invade Iraq. On Tuesday, President Bush told Congress that Secretary of State Colin Powell would provide new evidence to the Security Council next week. Meanwhile, in Iraq, weapons inspectors went north and south of the capital Wednesday, continuing their search for banned weapons. The inspectors searched medicine stores, a research center, an Iraqi university, and a company that makes fuses for artillery munitions. A chemical team used helicopters to conduct aerial surveys. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.